We're going to talk a little bit about Pirsume Nisa, which is a halacha that we know or are very familiar with, or an idea. It's not really a halacha. An idea that we're familiar with from Chanukah, but it actually appears in two other areas of halacha. Who can tell me what they are? Four kusot. And what? This works better now. So, very often when we talk about Pirsume Nisa, we're very focused on thinking about, well, how can we publicize the Nes? And we think about mitzvat ner Chanukah, ner ish v'beito, and you need to light on the tefach hasamuch nerusut harabim, you need to light the candle outside, and that is an aspect, that is an expression of the halacha of Pirsume Nisa. You think about it for a moment, if that's what Pirsume Nisa means, you know, making something public, publicizing something, some kind of public relations sort of thing, then it's very difficult to understand how that relates to the other two mitzvot. How does it relate to Mikra Megila, which obviously has an aspect of public reading, but it's not necessarily a public reading. But if there's nobody else around, you still need to read the Megila. And how does it relate to Barakosot? Same thing, right? We do generally like to do Leila Seder with other people, but if you don't have anybody to do it with, you do it by yourself, and you need to drink four cups. The other halacha, which is associated with this idea, by the way, interestingly enough, is that these three mitzvot de Rabbanan are three mitzvot for which women are chayavot in just as much as men, according to most of the Rishonim, right? As Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, In each occasion, af hen hayu b'oto hanes. Right, these are three practices which have come to commemorate Nisim, and since they also were at these or participated in these miracles, so too women need to light Nerot Chanukah and hear Megillah and read the Megillah and drink four cups of wine. So what is Pirsume Nisa? Now, I don't want to take away from the sort of public manifestations of Chanukah, even though I think halachically some of the things that are done, some of the times when people light Chanukah candles in public, it's very, it's not halachically correct, right? The custom Chabad love to light these massive public menorahs everywhere, and they make brachot on them, and I really don't understand what justification there is for that. But then they don't ask me, so we all seem to be fine. Pirsume Nisa is not fundamentally a public relations, and I think it's evident just for even pausing to consider about it for a moment. Fundamentally, Pirsume Nisa is internal. It's toward yourself. To whom are you mefarsem the nes? And the choice of the words is interesting, I grant you. To yourself. How are you mefarsem the nes? You light the Chanukah candles. It's not seeing the Chanukah candles. It's lighting the Chanukah candles, which is Pirsume Nisa. And first and foremost, to the person lighting them. Similarly, drinking the four cups of wine or reading the Megillah. Right, this, by the way, might be also part of the idea. Right, initially, the original mitzvah is ner ish uveito. Right, but mehadrin, right, light, each person lights his own candle. And then we expand it in mehadrin mina mehadrin, so we have everybody lighting his own eight candles. But that might be to bring Chanukah closer to the other two mitzvot, where every individual has to do the whole mitzvah, right? Every individual has to read the Megillah or hear the Megillah read, which is the same thing. Or every individual has to drink four kosot. So too, every individual has to light his own candles, even though Mikal Adin is It's a household thing, which has all kinds of explanations, which I won't go into here. But fundamentally, we're talking about presuming. Nisa is presumed for yourself. And that's not something which we always think about. That some of the things that we need to do, some of the commemorations that we need to do, we tend to think of ourselves as being like the people who, like, we're the insiders. Right? We need to, you know, to teach other people how to do things. We need to sort of broadcast the Nes so that other people understand how great God is, or how great the Chasam Ra'im are, or how great we are. Right? Especially how great we are. We like love telling people that. But we don't think about what it means to lefalsem et hanes le'atzmenu. Right? What are we doing when we're lighting Hanukkah candles? Right? Besides making a mess, causing fire hazards, and all kinds of other fun stuff. What is it? What is the publication of the miracle that we're doing? Obviously, it depends a lot on what miracle we're thinking about, right? The different miracles we associate with Hanukkah. I think in different times, in different eras, in different places, the focus is on different things, right? In modern day Israel, people, I think, struggle, and I think legitimately struggle, to take the Nes Pach HaShemen seriously, right? I mean, seriously. Nes Pach HaShemen, I think we should take it seriously, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, it's a very small-scale miracle. The big news of Hanukkah, and in the modern state of Israel, this obviously takes on all kinds of new residents, is the notion of Jewish sovereignty, right? That there's a suddenly, for the first time, as the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchot Hanukkah, right? For the first time in hundreds of years, Chazra Malchut Yisrael, right? The sovereignty has returned to Israel. And of course, we live in an era where, in none of our lifetimes perhaps, but in recent history, a similar phenomenon has taken place. We even have a holiday which bears tremendous resemblance to Hanukkah, except for the lights, right? Where we celebrate that. So on Hanukkah, what do we? It creates for us a kind of a strange. We're celebrating the previous time that sovereignty returned to the Jewish people before it essentially went out, and it didn't last. It lasted for whatever 100, 200 years or so, a little less, and then not again until 1948, or nearly 2,000 years. That has, in a sense, a power to it, and also a kind of a bitterness to it, in the sense that it was a failed experiment in the end. The Hashmonai state deteriorated very quickly. And I think that when we light our Hanukkah candles and we mefalsem the Nes of Hanukkah, right, the Nes of Hanukkah has all kinds of different aspects, and we can spend time learning about them. And different tefillot reflect different parts of it. But one of the things we can think about is that when we, now this is an, that it, think of it as an opportunity, right? It's so focused on, we need to sort of internalize this miracle. So what does it mean to internalize the miracle? Where do we take it? How can we make our experiment, right, in Jewish sovereignty, more successful than theirs? And I hate to say it, but the challenges have a lot of resemblances. Right? The challenge of how to create a Jewish state, which is a member of the modern world, right? The modern world then, the modern world now, but the world is always modern when it's now, which participates in modern life with all of the institutions and all of the geopolitics and all of the things that states need in order to survive, yet at the same time becomes the seat of Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruling the world. At the same time becomes the center of Kedusha for the world. The Chashmonaim, inside of a couple of generations, lost that very quickly. They became very Hellenized. They became very assimilated. And before they even knew it, Herod had taken over for them, and it was all lost. And after that, the Romans took over, and it was totally lost. So, how do we do that? That's our challenge of Pirsum HaNes. Pirsum HaNes is not just that we light the candles, but that we take it, that we internalize it, that we say, where do we go with this? How do we achieve a better result than the Chashmonaim, at the same time remembering what they aspired to do, right? Remember the Chashmonaim started off from Mila Hashem Elai, right? From Matityahu's call, you know, that we need to divest ourselves of the corrupt Hellenistic lifestyle that had become so popular. How do we do that without, of course, throwing out the baby with the bathwater? You have to run a state and a nation. You have to live in the real world. And yet, we need to create a world in which the center of our lives is keeping the Torah and creating a holy society. That's the challenge. That's something to consider when you light your candles. Chanukah Sameach.